When you need to work quickly and confidently across different apps and platforms, consistent quality communication is key. Whether you're writing documents, emails, or presentations, you need Grammarly. It's an AI writing partner that helps you get your work done faster with better writing. It's always there to help because it works where you work across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can get more done no matter where you're writing. Grammarly is the gold standard of responsible AI, trusted by millions of professionals for 15 years. It gives you personalized writing suggestions based on your audience, goals, and context. Plus, tone suggestions to help you navigate even the most difficult work conversations. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly, easier said, done.
Why do you feel like you only deserve to look good and smell good and feel good when it's a formal event? Why don't you want to do that for yourself every single day? We are not basic here, okay? So let's stop acting like it. You don't do it even though you want to because you feel like you have to put a lot of effort into getting ready because when you're home, you look homeless. Before we get into the episode, I want to give you a free gift because I don't want to be the only one who knows what the best version of myself looks like and then just have you sit and listen to me. I want to actually help you gain some clarity on the type of life that you want to create for yourself so that you're not just living your life based on how other people think you should live it or trying to achieve things that other people have convinced you that you should achieve. So if you're interested, I created 15 journal prompts to help you get started in defining your ideal life. Just go to secludedthoughts.com/freebie. I will leave the link in the description as well. Now let's get into the episode. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the show. I'm your host, Sensi, and on this podcast, we talk about taking accountability of your life to become the best version of yourself. Now, I am in a great mood today. I don't know, my energy is up, clearly different from last week, because last week I couldn't even bring myself to film a video episode because I was just out of whack and I didn't feel like, you know, getting ready to record something. And if you listen to the audio, obviously you don't care because you don't watch the videos anyway. But today's episode is going to be about something that I realized last week that I need to check myself on. And it should not lead to the same thing happening again. And that is going to be about raising your standards. Now, when I say raising your standards, I mean like we all have a certain standard for different things in our lives. Like we all have a comfort zone. We all have like a comfortable space for various areas in our life that may not be up to par with where we are going, right? Let me explain what I mean. So the reason why I didn't film an episode last week is because, as in a video episode, is because I didn't feel like getting ready and changing and doing all of that. And like, you know, like I didn't feel like doing my hair and all of that to record a video. So I was like, I'm just going to do audio only, right? But I was home. And the reason why it was such a task to get ready is because I don't stay ready when I'm home. Because my comfort zone when I'm home is to, you know, lounge around in pajamas or something with my bonnet on. Like, I'm just being honest with y'all. Like, when I'm home and I know I'm not going anywhere at all for the day, it's like I will shower and put on pajamas, right? Or loungewear. But I'm not going to do my hair per se because I'm like, I'm not going anywhere. Let me just leave it wrapped, you know? And this is what I mean. This is my standard when it comes to being home. When it comes to being home and I'm not going anywhere, I'm very comfortable. So now when I have to do something like film or when I have to leave, it's like I have to take a minute to get ready because I'm not ready. I'm clearly ready to stay home and do nothing else. So that is one area of my life and possibly your life that, you know, our comfort level, our standard for how we look at home might not be up to par with where you are going, what the best version of yourself would look like at that level. So what I'm encouraging you to do and what I'm going to be doing myself, clearly because I need it, is reassessing your standards in different areas in your life so that it can align with the best version of yourself. So here's a few more examples, right? So number one, we talked about what you wear when you're home, right? So what do you wear when you go to sleep? I want you to think about what you wear when you go to sleep. Do you have like matching pajama sets, or do you just wear like old t-shirts that you had from college or from years ago? Some of y'all might be wearing like pants with holes in it or something like that, because it's like, oh, I'm just going to bed, right? You know, like you don't really care. Or maybe, for example, when you're running errands, your casual go-to outfits are very underwhelming, right? Like you would probably just throw on some sweats or throw on a hoodie, throw on a hat, and just be like, you know what? I don't care. I'm just going to get groceries right now. It doesn't matter what I wear. It doesn't matter how I look. I'm not going out, so I don't have to dress up, right? Or what about your fragrance? That's something I have actively upgraded, fortunately. So for example, like if you were running errands and you were going to the grocery store, maybe your everyday scent would just be Gain, right? Or whatever laundry detergent you use. Like you wouldn't necessarily care to put on any perfume or fragrance or body mist or anything like that, because to you it's like, I'm just going to the grocery store. It doesn't matter. Or think about makeup, for example. If you, like I personally don't wear makeup every day. I wear makeup when I'm going out to like a more formal event. And sometimes I wear like a little concealer. Like right now I'm wearing a little bit of concealer. You can't even see because it's my foundation shade. So I wear a little bit of concealer to film so that I don't look tired and that you don't know that I stay up late, because that's none of your business. But anyway, that's my point, right? So different areas of our life, we may have a standard that needs to be elevated at this point to align with the kind of life we see ourselves living. You know, if the best version of yourself is some rich, bougie person, do you really think they go to bed with like old, faded, oversized t-shirts from years ago? No, like they probably have on a matching pajama set, like a silk pajama set or satin pajama set. You know what I'm saying? Like when they go to the grocery store, they probably still casual, but you know, she probably still looks like she put some effort into what she's wearing and how she looked before she decided to leave, right? So like I said, for example, I recently started collecting some nice perfumes. You know, I have a couple like Chanel perfumes and like higher end perfumes. And before, when I used to run like typical everyday errands, like Target or whatever, I never really wore perfumes because I was like, I'm just going to do this quick thing. It doesn't matter. I don't need to do all of that. Now I wear a nice perfume everywhere I go. Like as long as I'm leaving the house, I will wear a nice perfume because I upgraded my standard to say, I don't need to go somewhere nice to smell good. I want to smell good every day. The standard is smelling good every day, right? The new standard is looking good when you go to sleep, or looking good when you are not going anywhere and you're just lounging around the house. Like I have bought some loungewear so that I don't look homeless when I'm just lounging around the house. Now, the next thing for me to do is, you know, like do something with my hair so I don't stay in a bonnet all day, even if I have my nice loungewear. But, you know, I'm just being honest with y'all. I want you to really think about what areas of your life you need to upgrade your standard in, so that it's not like when you're running errands or in your everyday life, you're basically a bum. And then when you have to go to a formal event, like a birthday dinner or something, all of a sudden it's like, you know, like a supermodel or something. Like, I know most of you can dress. We can all dress when we need to, right? Like when we have to step out, I'm sure we all understand the assignment. But what does your everyday look like? Why do you feel like you only deserve to look good and smell good and feel good when it's a formal event? Why don't you want to do that for yourself every single day? So that's literally what I've been thinking about. And I'm literally going to like jot down different areas of my life, especially the ones I mentioned a while ago. And I would highly encourage you to really assess where you are, because I want you to imagine this for a second. Just humor me. Think about this for a second, right? I want you to picture what you are going to sleep with tonight, or what you typically sleep with, or if you're listening at night, I want you to look at what you are wearing to go to sleep right now, right? Look, whether it's those mix and match, I don't even want to say pajamas, because some of y'all could be sleeping in just anything, like a t-shirt and some random pants or tights or something you found. Or like I said, the oversized t-shirt or something random, right? Because in your mind, it's like, well, I'm just going to bed. I want you to think about what you typically go to bed with, what you sleep in, what you wear to sleep, how you look when you go to sleep. And then I want you to picture that it's, say, 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. and you're still sleeping, and then the fire alarm goes off in your building. And then when you wake up, you see like smoke, like there's clearly, this is not a drill, there's clearly a real fire, your life is in danger and you need to leave right now, right? So you don't have time to change or anything. You just literally have to take what you can get, like take your phone, take your key or something, or literally just bolt out. You have no time to change, no time to do anything, right? Just as you are, just as you went to bed, the fire alarm went off. You can either burn to death or you can save your life and get out immediately, right? So now you're outside and like the fire engine is there and they're like, you know, calming the situation down, putting out the fire, blah, blah, blah. And then a major news station comes and covers the tragedy, right? A major news station or a local news station comes and they're recording and they get you on camera in whatever you are wearing, whatever you ran out the door with, which is whatever you went to sleep with. And then it gets picked up by a bunch of national news stations. And then that image of you wearing whatever you wear to go to bed is on every major news station in the country. If you are satisfied with the way you look and you feel like, you know what, I don't even care, I have my matching pajama set, I look like I was sleeping, but I don't look like a bum, right? If you're fine with that, then disregard. It might be another area that you need to raise your standards in, but you might be good in that. If you're not, if you know they're going to pick up a video footage of you with like a shirt or a pants with holes in it, or you like literally looking homeless, let's work on that area, right? Let's work on that area. Let's get some matching sets. You know, let's raise the standard for our comfort zone. Because here's what's going to happen. When you naturally raise the standard of your comfort zone and you say, you know what, I am going to just upgrade these little areas in my life. I'm going to make more effort. I'm going to make sure I have like an everyday fragrance, so it's not just whatever laundry detergent that I wash my clothes in. I'm going to put, you know, a little extra care in how I carry myself, how I present myself. That is going to do wonders for your confidence. This episode is sponsored by yours truly, because on this podcast, we talk about becoming the best version of yourself. However, I cannot tell you what that looks like for you. You need to do that for yourself. And if you don't, you will let society and social media tell you what you should be working towards just to get there and then realize it's not what you actually want. So I have created journals to actually help you do this. The reason why I know what the best version of myself look like is because I actually took the time to define things like what my ideal relationships will look like, my friendships, what my version of luxury is like, what my dream lifestyle is like, what my dream career is like, what I think my purpose is, like a bunch of different things. And I have created 3 different journals to help you do the exact same thing. So if you're interested in any one of the journals, then go to secludedthoughts.com/journals. Now let's get into the episode. Like I'm telling you, because when you look good, you feel good. And it's not just about looking good, like I said, like with the perfumes, the fragrance, you can smell good, or whatever it is, right? When you start upgrading these little areas of your life, you're going to feel so much better. Your confidence is going to be boosted, and you're going to feel like one step closer to becoming that best version of yourself because you're already operating as that person, right? If you know you are manifesting some really bougie version of yourself, you can't be sleeping with stuff with holes in it. You can't be wearing stuff with holes in it, right? And no, I'm not talking about myself. I am not talking about myself. I'm not talking about anybody in particular, but I'm just saying, you know what you go to bed in, right? You know your situation. I want you to assess it. And if you really think that is the best you can do, then disregard and move on to another area. But if you know there's room for improvement, I challenge you to get some matching sets. I challenge you to do your hair better when you're just running errands. I challenge you to get an everyday fragrance so that you don't only smell good when you have a formal event to go to. And then the thing with makeup too. So for example, I am fortunate to have really clear skin. I have an uninvited guest every now and then on my face, but they don't stay long. But I'm fortunate to have relatively clear skin. So I don't really, I will fill my eyebrows in. Your eyebrows shape your face. I do what you want, but personally, you will not be catching me without my eyebrows, okay? I have eyebrows, but I choose to fill them in because it just looks a bit more presentable. So even if I don't wear like a full face of makeup, I still make sure that a little something is done so that I'm not looking like I'm struggling, right? To each his own. Not everybody prefers like a full face of makeup, but even if you are somebody who feels like, oh, well, I don't need to wear makeup or whatever. I'm not saying you need to. I'm saying if you know you already put makeup when it's a really formal event, why not have a lighter version of that for an everyday look? You know what I'm saying? You don't have to wear foundation. I don't wear foundation. Like I said, I will literally just put on a little bit of concealer when I'm filming and then my brows are filled in and that's it. I will mainly wear makeup when I'm going out, but like for an everyday look, I make sure my brows are done. And if I feel like I need to put a little bit of concealer, I will do that. But like that's my light version, right? So my everyday version is still a bit more refined. And then I have my full glam look that I do when it's a more formal event. And then think about like your nails, right? Obviously, I'm primarily talking to women here, because I am one myself. But the same thing applies to men, but with women. So like, for example, like your nails, get your nails done. You know, you don't necessarily have to get gel or acrylics, because I don't get acrylics. I prefer my nails short and like natural looking. So I just get like neutral colors and I keep them short. But get a manicure. You don't have to put any color on your nails, but make sure your nails are manicured. And for the life of me, do not walk around with chip nails. Do not walk around with chip nails. I would rather you have your fingers amputated than walk around with chip nails. Please, please do not do that. Like, it's better to have nothing on your nails than to have chip nails, because that just says I really don't care about myself. Now, you might have other reasons, medical reasons, stuff like that. But all I'm saying is if you can't maintain it, at the very least, keep it bare, but keep it trim, keep it clean, and put a little bit of top coat. You know, like when I'm taking a break from doing my nails because they might be getting weak or something, I'll just keep them natural and short and I'll just put some top coat for shine, you know, so like my everyday standard is still a little bit polished. That's what I'm essentially trying to tell y'all. Think about the different areas of your life that you really think could use a boost, right? Think about your comfort zone in different aspects of your life, like how you dress every day, your everyday scent, your level of grooming that's comfortable. Like, I don't think there's necessarily a right or wrong answer in a lot of these categories. Like, for example, if we think about hair removal, personally, I wax, you know, I like how smooth my skin feels when there's no hair on it. Some people may not want to wax. Some people may not want to have any hair removal. That's up to you. That's a personal decision. But if you are somebody who, for example, prefers to be waxed, prefers to be clean shaven, lasered, whatever it is, and like you don't like hair, but then you only do your hair removal process when you have a vacation or when you meet somebody, upgrade your comfort zone so that you do it for you. You don't do it for a vacation. You don't do it for somebody else. You do it for you. Take care of yourself for you. Upgrade that comfort zone and put yourself in a position to stay ready. You know what I'm saying? Like, unless it's a vacation coming up, and then we all know you have to get like the fresh wax like a few days before, so it's like real clean on vacation. That's different. But what I'm saying is, if you prefer to be hairless, but you only wax or shave or whatever for special occasions or trips, I'm challenging you to maintain that level of grooming for yourself on a regular basis. Stop looking your best and dressing your best and feeling your best for only special occasions. Get into the habit of doing it every day, so that just becomes the type of person you are versus all of these things being something that you do. Do it for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, upgrade your standard, upgrade your comfort level. That's literally what I've been thinking of. That's literally what I've been working on. And what I'm realizing is that when you upgrade your comfort zone, you know that level that's like you have your bare minimum, the comfort zone, and then you have the bar, right? Like at your best, right? So if we think about perfume, for example, and fragrances, if your comfort zone was literally not wearing any fragrance or anything like in your everyday life or running errands or anything like that, you just don't wear it. And then the bar was finally wearing a nice perfume to go to a formal event. When you raise your comfort level and it's like, all right, I'm going to get a really nice everyday fragrance and I'm going to wear it every day, right? When you raise your standard, your comfort level, all of a sudden your bar, like what used to be a stretch for you, what used to be your best, it's going to raise too. Because in my life, for example, I have a nice Chanel perfume and I only wore that Chanel perfume when I would go to formal events. Now I wear that Chanel perfume every day. That's like my errand perfume. I'm going to Target, I'm wearing my Chanel perfume. So now it's like, all right, well, if I wear a Chanel perfume every day when I'm going out, I need an even nicer perfume to wear because my formal, my bar, my top-notch level or whatever cannot be the same as my everyday. So it's like, as you raise your comfort zone and you raise your bare minimum, your highest level is going to raise too. Like, you're just naturally going to be leveling up and not even realizing it. So I'm challenging you to think about those areas of your life that could use a little bit of help, a little bit of effort, right? Let me give you some more examples. You can upgrade your purse, right? Upgrade your work purse. If you have a laptop and you do work on your laptop, get a really nice purse. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be designer, and all of our styles are different. Get something that you consider to be a really nice purse as your work purse, right? Your work bag that will fit your laptop. So now when you have to go places and you have to take your laptop with you, you don't have to like hold it in your hand or carry it in an ugly bag. Invest in a good quality, nice purse that I would recommend is a neutral color, like black, so it can go with everything. Or if you don't like black, get something that works for you, whatever your style is. And then that could be like your everyday work purse. And it's a really nice purse or a bag or backpack, if that's what you prefer, if that's more of your style, like a casual style, get a really nice one that will carry your things and it will serve as your bigger purse. Instead of like just putting it in a random bag or a laptop bag that you really feel like doesn't fit your style anymore, it doesn't fit you anymore, get a nice work bag that will carry your laptop. And if you need to work remotely or work at a cafe or something, then you have a nice purse that you can carry your stuff in, right? So like your wardrobe essentials, get a really nice purse, get a really nice everyday set of shoes like sandals, heels, sneakers. You could literally just get one of each category that's really nice and neutral and will go with a lot of things. So you can mix and match it with multiple outfits and you can still feel put together because you invested in good quality essentials, right? And also jewelry. Let me tell you something. When I was in college, I used to buy all these $2 earrings and chains from Forever 21 and Charlotte Russe and stuff like that. And then they would literally turn green and then I would have to keep buying it. And the amount of money I spent buying fake jewelry and replacing fake jewelry when it started to change, I could have just bought a single real gold chain, gold pair of earrings or silver. And I would have had it for all of these years. Like, I am a very minimal person, so I don't typically buy a lot of things. I just buy like one really good essential in certain categories. So I bought a really nice gold chain and gold earrings that's real. And they have lasted me like 2 years now. Just invest the money once and get some essentials that you don't have to keep replacing, and it's really nice and it fits the new style that you are working towards. Think about those little areas of your life that you just need to upgrade. And I'm telling you, before you know it, you will slowly become a lot more put together. Your appearance every day is going to be elevated and it's not going to feel like a lot of hard work. All you have to do is start with your comfort zone. Start by upgrading your comfort zone, your bare minimum. Raise the bar on your bare minimum a little higher. And I'm telling you, it's going to make a world of a difference when you start doing it in multiple areas of your life. And lastly, I want you to consider how your bare minimum in these different aspects of your life is really affecting the quality of your life. It's really affecting your goals and the things that you set out to do or things you say you will do. So I gave you an example of my own personal experience where because I typically don't do my hair when I know I'm not going anywhere, and my comfort zone is, yeah, I wear nice loungewear when I'm around my apartment, but I don't do much with my hair. Now when I have to film, it's like, do I really want to do my hair? And then sometimes it holds me back and I don't film on time. And in the case of last week, I didn't release a video episode because it seemed like a lot of work to me because my comfort zone went against that. I was too comfortable in not doing my hair when I'm home. So now when I had to film or if I had to leave, it feels like a lot because I still feel like I have to get ready. So that's how that affected me. It affected my filming schedule because my bare minimum did not allow for me to do certain things that I'm trying to do. So now I have to make sure I maintain a certain image even when I'm home, so if I have a random idea for an episode, I don't have to wait until my next filming day. I could literally just set up the camera and record because I already look decent. So that's my example. I want you to think about what areas of your life your bare minimum and your comfort zone is really impacting your life. So like, for example, maybe in your own life, maybe let's say you want to be more spontaneous and get out and do more things. But when people hit you up last minute or same day or something like that with an opportunity or just plans to hang out last minute, you don't do it even though you want to because you feel like you have to put a lot of effort into getting ready because when you're home, you look homeless. You know, or like you get mail and then you have to wait the next day or you have to get ready to go get your meal. The way I think about it now, it's like if I wake up and I get ready and I cannot walk out the door however I decide to get dressed that day or get ready that day, then I am not doing enough. I need to be able to walk outside and go get my meal and be comfortable in whatever I'm wearing and how I look. And then I will know now I am putting an effort and raising my bare minimum. Because before, when I was just wearing whatever I was wearing and I was lounging around with my bonnet, I'm not going to go get the meal with my bonnet. Some people are very comfortable leaving their homes and doing stuff in their bonnet. I am not one of those people. I am not one of those people, okay? So I have to raise my standards so I can be ready for whatever it is I have to do. So I am challenging you to really assess your life, assess those areas in your life. It could be with your wardrobe. You could start with your wardrobe essentials, like invest in some real jewelry, invest in a work purse, invest in a single neutral purse that you can wear when you're going to formal events like dresses and stuff like that. I literally bought one black, one nude, and one silver purse, like really small purses that I can wear when I'm going out to formal events. I bought one in each neutral shade so that I can have something to wear versus always struggling or trying to use my phone as a wallet or something. I'm like, no, just sometimes you just need to invest in some basic essentials, right? Think about those areas of your life where your comfort zone really needs to, it really needs some help. It really needs some effort. And I want you to come up with a plan. Come up with one single thing you can do in those areas. And I'm telling you, it's going to make a drastic difference in your life. This show is about becoming the best version of yourself. And I just had this epiphany last week while I was being lazy and looking like a bum in my bonnet. And I was like, you know what? Let me share this because I'm going to be doing this. So I'm inviting y'all to do it with me. You know, if you watch on YouTube, leave a comment about what areas of your life you're planning on improving and, you know, or leave a comment on Instagram or TikTok. And yeah, let me know and let's start upgrading our life, people. Let us start upgrading our life and our comfort zone. Let us raise the bar on our bare minimums. We are not basic here, okay? So let's stop acting like it. That is all I have to say for this week. I will talk to you next Sunday.